this morning. Amen. It's a blessing to be able to share the word of God, and it's a blessing to also be able to hear the word of God. Amen. So it's a blessing either way. So we thank God for the word of God this morning. And actually this morning I was thinking about next Sunday's Mother's Day. I hardly ever preach a seasonal sermon, maybe sometimes. I'm actually going to preach a Mother's Day sermon next Sunday. It's actually something God gave me this morning. And I was trying to invite somebody in to speak next Sunday too. That's what I was trying to do at first. I said, maybe somebody else needs to come in and speak on the Mother's Day service instead of me. They hear me all the time. And that didn't work out. Should have called Mary. that didn't work out. So then I said, well, I guess I'm supposed to do it. And so this morning, God began to speak to me about the Mother's Day message for next Sunday. Matter of fact, he gave me a new revelation to share next Sunday. So I thank God for being able to celebrate the mothers next Sunday. But today's message that the Lord has given me for today is, I preached on the righteousness of God before and how we are righteous through him. But I was reading and studying, I came across a few scriptures that said something about fruits of righteousness. And I began to ask the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, what's the fruits of righteousness? You know, what's the fruit that comes with being righteous? Because I really hadn't thought about fruits being, coming from being righteous. You know how a fruit tree works this way. If the tree, the fruit comes off the branch, the only thing the branch has to do is be connected to the tree or connected to the vine. If it's connected and in union, all the nourishment comes to the branch and the branch bears fruit. So keep that in mind as we study today about fruits of righteousness. So what do we know about righteousness? What do we know about righteousness? I remember when I didn't know very much about righteousness. I probably just skipped over it when I read the Bible. I just read it and kept on going. And I thought, didn't think much about it because I wasn't taught that we were righteous. I wasn't taught that righteousness was a part of our salvation. I was taught, you might as well say it this way, behavior modification. I was taught behavior modification. You better act right and do right. And so that's kind of how it was. But righteousness really is simply the condition of man being acceptable to God, a state of being approved by God, and is the standard and ways of God. So righteousness means God has accepted what he calls righteous. He has approved what he calls righteous. And what he calls righteous, he's put his standards there. He's put his ways there. So that's simply what righteousness is. It means God has accepted that he calls righteous. He's approved it. You know, and all of us sometimes think we're not accepted by God. We think we're not approved by him. But whatever God calls righteous, he has accepted and he has approved it. Crystal, you got me recording? Thank you. You're so sweet. Yes, you are. You're so sweet. That's my daughter. She's so sweet. So that's what righteousness is. So God is righteous and he wants us to be righteous. He's a righteous, just God. So he wants us to be righteous. And the thing about God being a just God is that God is this way. God is just and God is righteous. So sin cannot go unpunished. Let's remember that. Sin can never go unpunished because he's righteous. But, you know, that's one part. We're going to get to the good news part. So 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, that God made Jesus, who knew no sin. We talked about that in communion. We talked about it, the song sung about it. He made Jesus, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. So Jesus became sin on the cross. He became sin because God took all our sins and placed them on Jesus. Matter of fact, all the sins of the whole world, from Adam and Eve, like I said, to the end, God put all those sins on Jesus. Why did he do that? He did that so that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. In him means in Christ. God wanted us to be righteous, just like he was righteous. And the only way for us to be righteous was to be placed inside of Jesus, or come through Jesus when all our sins are forgiven, and be given the righteousness of God as a gift. So righteousness is a gift. Nothing earned. You can't work for it. You can't buy it. Corey, it ain't on your 401k, Corey. But it's the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus that's a gift. It's a gift from God. Aren't you so glad that God gives us gifts? He gives us gifts that we could never get on our own. But God gives us gifts. And so let's notice something in that verse that I didn't notice before. Now, God did what he did. God always do what he does. He don't miss a lick. He always does what he said he's going to do. And when he's done, you can always count on it. So he did what he did, made Jesus to be sin for us, you know, that we might become the righteousness of God in Christ. Now, notice that word might. It's not automatic. We have an opportunity to get that righteousness. He made available this righteousness. So it's there for us if we want it and receive it. For God made the only one who did not know sin to become sin for us, that we who did not know righteousness might become righteous through our union with Christ. It's only through union with Christ that we're made righteous. Now, Mary and Ed got married, but they didn't make y'all righteous. Your union with Ed didn't make you righteous. Donna, you and Kay got married, but your marriage to Kay, your union with her, did not make you righteous. It's only in our union with Christ that makes us righteous. That answers another question I was going to say. How do we obtain this righteousness of God? Through union with Christ. We can only attain this righteousness through union with Christ. I done said Corey can't buy it with his 401k. You can't get it by being married to somebody. Crystal, you can't get it by being a good teacher, even though you are a good teacher. But it comes through union with Christ. Let's go to Romans 3, 21 and 23. If you have your Bibles and want to read along with me, you can do that. Romans 3, 21 and 23. Let's see what that says about righteousness. Romans 3, 21 through 23. 3:21-23, Romans. But now the righteousness of God apart from the law is revealed, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ to all and on all who believe. But there is no difference, for all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. All of us have sinned. So all of us were what? Sinners. We were sinners. I don't like people to say stuff like, saints of God are not sinners saved by grace. That's not what the word says. The word said we were sinners. Now we're saved by grace. You know. So all have been sinners. All have sinned. That don't mean we still don't sin. We do. But that sin has already been taken care of through Christ. But all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. So everyone needs righteousness. I don't care who you are. You need the righteousness of God. You need it. And the only way to get it is to be born again. And if you're born again, you get the righteousness. God has made it available to all. It comes through faith in Jesus Christ. Believing that Jesus has paid the penalty for all your sins, which was death. Also accepting the truth that now you have been given God's righteousness through union with Christ. You know, believing what? That Jesus paid the penalty for all your sins. So you receive Jesus and your payment for sin, it was done on the cross. And by accepting him and accepting that forgiveness, you receive the righteousness of God through your union with Christ. Let's talk about fruits of righteousness. Fruits of righteousness. Because since we have the righteousness of God, since God's righteousness is in us, and it's in our spirit man, I hope everybody knows that I've taught that. Corey, you ain't been in that one of my Bible studies that Crystal have. We've taught, and Donna Ray and the rest of y'all know that because you've been, I know you know it. I know you know it. But when we got born again, we got a new spirit on the inside of us. And that new spirit, I'm going to read later, was created in righteousness and true holiness. So once you got born again and accepted Christ, you probably didn't even know what was happening. You didn't even know what was going on inside of you. You didn't even know the truth of that then. But on the inside of you, your spirit man was created in righteousness and true holiness on the inside of you. Isn't that nice to know? Holiness ain't about how you dress or what you put on or don't put on. But holiness is something on the inside in our spirit man that God has given us. So we all need righteousness, and our righteousness bears fruits, the fruits of righteousness. How is the righteousness of God seen or manifested in the believer? So since I am righteous, okay, now I know I'm righteous, and I know that fruits come from me being righteous. So how are those fruits manifested? How are these righteous fruits in me? How do they come out? You know, do I have to say, come out, fruit. You know, no, that's not the way we get them out. We don't get them out that way. Let's go to, okay. I didn't tell the scripture I got from this, but I'm gonna read it anyway. We are told to put off our former conduct, which is the old man, and put on the conduct of the new man. And I think that's the rest of Romans that we just went over. It's like the 24th chapter of Romans, the third chapter. We are told to put off our former conduct, which is the old man, and put on the conduct of the new man. Why? But the conduct of the old, because the conduct of the new man has the fruits of righteousness. The conduct of the old man was unrighteous. The old man puts off unrighteous fruits. The new man bears righteous fruit. One thing we have learned in our study of Romans is that when we get born again, okay, we're righteous now, and we have the righteousness of God in our spirit, and we're alive in Christ, we're holy in our spirit, man, and that's in our spirit, but our mind needs to be renewed. And God has left healing for our bodies. Did you not know? And a lot of times we don't think about this. Okay, you're born again, but guess what? Your old nature, that old man, left behind something that we don't want. He left behind something we don't need. Okay, the old man left behind a way of thinking and we learned it's called the body of sin. The body of sin. So now you're a new creation. You're righteous. You got righteousness on the inside of you. But your mind might not be thinking righteous. Your thoughts might not be righteous thoughts. Your habits might be the same old habits you used to have that are not righteous habits. But they're coming from those unrighteous thoughts that you still have. That's why our mind needs to be renewed. So that what? The fruits of righteousness that are in us can be shown on the outside of us. But a lot of time, Christians, they get saved, they accept Christ, and they try. It's like this: I'm going to try to do what I know I ought to do. And I'm going to try not to do what I don't know I ought not to do. And it don't work. It don't work that way. We have to renew our mind with the word of God so that our mind will start thinking righteous. When our mind starts thinking righteous, then we can what? Do righteous. Because the reality is we're already righteous on the inside. We are. That's who we are. And we want to what? Be righteous by allowing what's in us to come out. But if we don't renew our mind, only thing comes out with that same old stuff. Have you ever tried to stop something and you know you wanted to stop it and you thought you need to stop it and you tried to stop it? Not necessarily nothing bad. I mean, it could be something bad, but not necessarily nothing bad. Maybe I want to stop eating as much desserts as I eat, like me and Corey. Maybe I just want to cut down a little bit. You know, it ain't easy. Just to stop that. It's like that chocolate cake in that refrigerator. I'm cooking, saying, come get me, eat me. Ain't that right, Donna? You know what I'm saying? No. I eat too much of you. I don't want to eat no more of you tonight. But we got to get our minds thinking differently so that we can act differently. So the answer is not in behavior modification. It's not that. Because what? We want the change that has taken place on the inside of us, really our spirit man, what God has put in us, wants to desperately work its way to the outside. Thus, our behavior begins to change to who we are on the inside, and that's righteous. Once we renew our minds. Remember, righteousness means we are accepted by God and approved by God. That's what righteousness means. It doesn't mean God accepts me because I do everything right, because I don't. It don't mean that God accepts me because I think everything right, because we don't. It means because we are righteous on the inside in our spirit mind, spirit man, we have been accepted by God. We have been approved by him. Does that give us the license to do whatever we want to, act any way we want to? Uh-uh. Because you know what? Your spirit man is going to rise up and you're going to know, you're going to have to go against who you are on the inside to really do something that's outside of the will of God. And when we do that, our heart becomes hard. Our heart becomes hard. Every time we deliberately do what we know is on the inside of us, it's not what we should be doing, our heart becomes hard. And it gets easier and easier to do that wrong thing. And every time we do, our heart gets harder and harder and harder. And it's more difficult to get away from that, back to our hearts being tender towards sin. Our heart should be tender. I'm sorry. Our heart should be tender toward God and hard toward sin. And the more we allow ourselves to go the wrong way, our hearts become hard to spiritual things. But we want our heart to be hard toward the worldly things and our heart to be tender toward God. The way that it's not easy. We easily know our spirit man easily, even our senses get to where they easily discern what's good for us and what's bad for us. Let's go to Romans 1, 16 and 17. Romans 1, 16 and 17. Paul said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes, for the Jew first and also for the Greek. For in the righteousness of God, for in it, talking about in the gospel, for in it, that it is the gospel, For in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. The gospel of Christ, the good news of Christ, has in it, when it is heard or read, the power of God. And this power also is faith to believe. That's how we all got saved. We all got born again. We heard the gospel, or we read the gospel. And when we heard the gospel or read the gospel, there was power in that gospel for us to believe. Faith was there. All we had to do was receive it, because faith was there to believe. When we speak the gospel of Christ to someone else, to a loved one or someone, or we teach or preach the gospel, when we do that, the power of God is there. And the power of is there for them to believe and receive what's being taught or preached, because that's the way God set it up. The power of God to salvation for everyone who believes. The gospel brings salvation to everyone who believe it. Doesn't matter who they are. Everyone who believes it. Also in this gospel of Christ, the righteousness of God is revealed. That's a powerful verse there. Because in the gospel, the righteousness of God is revealed. What does God accept? What does God approve of? What's God's ways? What's his standards? It's all in the gospel. The gospel reveals the righteousness of God. What happens when this righteousness is revealed? So you're reading the word of God, or you're hearing a sermon preach or taught, or you're studying on your own, and you're studying the gospel, you're studying the word of God. The Bible says here that in that studying, the righteousness of God is revealed to you, the one who's hearing it, the one who's receiving it. And what happens when that righteousness is revealed? God's standard. What God approves of, when you hear it on the inside of you, you might be saying, God will be saying, you know, you're my daughter. You're my child. You're my royal priesthood. You know, you're my righteous one. You're my beloved. You know, the righteousness of the gospel reveals that to you. And you might be saying, oh, that's who I am? You mean I'm not who I thought I was? You mean I'm not who people have told me I was? You mean I'm not who I feel like I am? You mean I'm not who somebody have called me? You know, and it wasn't what you called me, Lord. You called me a son. You called me a daughter. But they called me some name that's not my name. Might even been a curse word. You mean that's not who I am? Some parents constantly tell their children, you dummy. You know. You stupid. You don't know nothing. You won't never amount to nothing. You ain't no good. You just like your daddy. You ain't no good. And then the word of God come and reveal to you, you are a son. You are beloved. You are accepted. And you can say, okay, that's who I am. I am not what I've been told I am. Hallelujah. I am not what people have been thinking I am. I am more than that, because that's who God says I am. When I get in his word and I get in him, he reveals to me his righteousness. He reveals to me what's accepted and approved. And I am accepted. I'm approved of God. And then what happens? Then these fruits from righteousness begin to bear. And we can walk in that kindness, that love, that assurance of who God says we are. We can even start walking in what? Forgiveness. Because that righteousness revealed to me that I am one who forgives, because God forgave me. I can forgive that person that called me stupid or called me who I'm not. I can forgive my parents. I can forgive whoever you have to need to forgive. You know, that's what righteousness does. The word of God reveals the righteousness of God. And then the word of God, it says, revealed from faith to faith. The more you believe, the more is revealed to you. The more you receive, the more is revealed to you. The more you walk in, the more is revealed to you. The more you know, you just eat it up and hunger for it, the more God will reveal his righteousness to you. And that's the more you can walk in. The gospel of Christ unveils the continual revelation of God's righteousness, a perfect righteousness given to us when we believe. And it moves us from receiving life through faith to the power of living by faith. When we got saved, we received life by faith. But the gospel moves us to a place and gives us that power to start living by the faith of the gospel and that righteousness revealed to us. We are right with God through life-giving faith. When we live by faith, we're actually living out the righteousness of God on the inside of us. That's why it says from faith to faith. We're living out that righteousness that has been revealed in us. Okay, let's go a little bit deeper. Let's go to Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. We're going to get ready to close in a little bit. Ephesians 4, 24. No, I'm sorry. Ephesians 4, 22 through 24. And this Paul is telling them, you know, since they've learned Christ, you know, that you put off concerning your former conduct, the old man. Remember when I told you, putting off the old man is gone, he's dead because now you're born again. But he's talking about putting off the old man in your thinking. Put off the old man in your conduct, in your mind, which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust. And he has taught us, talking about Jesus, Jesus has taught us to let go of the lifestyle of the ancient man, the old self-life, which was corrupted by sinful and deceitful desires that spring from delusion. That's the Passion Translation. I like that spring from delusion. Delusion means something's not real. It's not real. And be renewed in the spirit of your mind. There's something else that God showed me here. Be renewed. You can actually say, be free in the spirit of your mind. Freedom comes in the mind. Freedom starts in the mind. All bondage starts in our thinking. Every person in a mental institution has to go somewhere to get counseling, and nothing wrong with that or anything. It's because something in our mind is not free. Freedom has to come in our mind. There's some thinking or some thoughts in our mind that we're not free. So, and be renewed to be free in the spirit of your mind. Renew means renovate, reform another. I thought about renovate. You got an old house. You want to renovate that old house. You want to make it look like new. You want to renew it. So what do? When you do that, you go in that house. You throw out everything that's bad. You throw out everything you don't want. Throw out everything that's old. Throw out everything that ain't working. And you put all new stuff in there. That's what renovate is. So our mind is like that. All the junk in our mind that shouldn't be there got to go. All the thinking that's causing us to be in bondage has to go. All the thinking that's causing us to bear unrighteous fruits has to go. So that the righteous fruits can be born. Okay, so all freedom starts in the mind. You are as free as you think you are. In slavery, when they freed the slaves, our ancestors, when they were freed, and some of them didn't know that they had been freed yet. But when they got free, they were free on paper, but they weren't free in their mind. Freedom wasn't in their mind. They didn't see themselves free. They didn't think free. They really didn't think they could be free and take care of themselves. So freedom begins in our mind. We are as free as we think we are. That's why it's so important for us to renew our minds with the word of God. Jesus said, you will know the truth, and the truth will make you free. You got to know it. Where that truth going to start at? You're going to have to start thinking that truth. It's going to have to get in your heart and then be in your mind so you can think it. A lot of people are in trouble today because They're not who they think they are. Their thinking is way off. You got men thinking they're women and women thinking they're men, you know. People thinking are off. So freedom starts in our thinking. Did you notice that the sinful, deceitful desires come from delusions? Once you are in union with Christ, that junk is no longer real. Once you're born again and you're in union with Christ, all that junky, delusional stuff, you know, it's no longer real. And once you know it's not real, once you know who you really are, once you know the truth, you can start thinking the truth, living the truth, being the truth that you are, and then what? All those good fruits of righteousness just start coming all over you. You just full of righteous fruits all around you. We ought to what? The King James Version said we ought to put on a new man, which created according to God in righteousness and true holiness. That's Ephesians 4:23. This implies that there's a self-righteousness and a self-holiness. We don't want self-righteousness. We don't want self-holiness. Many are going about trying to establish their own righteousness and holiness apart from God. They feel they are good enough without God, or that God will accept their goodness. Man-made religion is based on man establishing his own interpretation of being right with God. This way is really a righteousness that is apart from God and called self-righteousness. You know what? I got a whole bunch more I want to share. So I'm going to have to get to a stopping point and finish this message later. Let's go to Ephesians 4:23 and 24, but I'm going to read the Passion Translation of that. We'll see what the Passion Translation, because I like the way the Passion Translation says it. It says, now is time to be made new by every revelation that has been given to you, and be transformed as you embrace the glorious Christ within you as your new life and live in union with him. For God has recreated you all over again in his perfect righteousness, and you now belong to him in the realm of true holiness. So what? Be made new in your mind by every revelation you have been given. All of us don't have all the revelation. But what revelation we knew, know, that revelation makes us new in our thinking. It makes us new in our thinking. Once you know better, you believe better. Be transformed as you take hold of be transformed as you take hold of the revelation by faith in Christ within you and live in union with him. The truth is, we can never be good enough. We can never do right or be right enough. That's why we need Jesus. That's why we need his righteousness. That's why we need our sins forgiven. That's why we need daily walk by faith and not by sight. Receive revelation that God has given you. Take that revelation in your heart and allow Holy Spirit to help you walk out that revelation. All of us have to walk it out. No need of God giving us a revelation and we don't do anything with it. Every revelation has to be experienced. And we experience that revelation by walking it out. Holy Spirit, I know this is what you're saying I need to do. But right now, I don't even want to do that. Right now, I don't even know how to do that. Will you help me? Give me the desire to do this and then help me walk it out by the grace of God, because you're my helper. You are my helper. You bring me into all truth. You empower me to do this thing because I realize I can't do it on my own. But the Bible tells me I can do all things in Christ. So help me, Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me do this. Help me do this. Help me do this. I have a little bit more to go, but I'm not going to go to do that right now. I want to get ready to close. And my closing is this. We have become the righteousness of God in our union with Christ. We have been made right with God through Christ. We are accepted and approved by God. Our spirits are righteous and holy. Because of God's righteousness, we are producing fruits that comes from Christ, what? Within us. It's the character of Christ that's in us. And that's how we bear these righteous fruits through Christ. And the fruits are fruits of love and kindness and peace and goodness and truth and generosity to others. If we aren't bearing those fruits, then and we're bearing opposite fruits, then we know what? We're not walking in the righteousness of Christ. We what are we doing? Our thinking is on unrighteous stuff. We're thinking from the old life, the old person, the old man, and not the new person that we are in Christ Jesus. We should be having fruits of righteousness. We should cast off the unfruitful works of darkness by the power of God and receive the revelation of the word of God that's revealed to us from faith to faith and allow Holy Spirit to help us walk out who we are in Christ. And that's the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's who we are. That's who we are. And that's how we live. And that's how we walk. Let's stand.